The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he may fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Jesus said that there is a path that leads to life, and there's also one that leads to destruction. Which path would you take? Whose direction are you going to follow? As Christians, we are not to be conformed to the standards of the world, but we ought to be transformed by the renewing of our mind through the power of Jesus Christ. Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's the show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through those hard times. On the path that we walk in life, there are many things that come out at us. At every turn or corner, it brings something different, something that we may have never seen before, and it catches our attention just for the moment. It can be that one thing that causes us to lose sight of the direction in which we are headed. Ask yourself this question: are your steps taking you in the right direction, the one that God has laid out? Or are you just doing your own thing, going away, doing whatever you want? One day on my way home from work, the direction that I normally take was backed up and it had a lot of traffic and it was just sitting there not moving. I saw this from a distance, and then just in an instant, I saw a route that I could take that can bypass everything else that was in front of me. The direction I took, I thought I was familiar with because it was near the area where I live. And I thought that this would be quick and I can get home in no time. But after driving for what seemed like hours, I was suddenly in a place where I didn't know where I was. It was dark and I could not see ahead of me. I drove around trying to find a familiar landmark in which would bring me back to where I was headed. But that never came. I was lost. We must remember to stay on God's path. Sometimes we think that we know best, so we follow what we think we know instead of following what our heart tells us. Sometimes we're not sure where a path will lead us, so we take a shortcut. Other times we are aware of the dangers that are up ahead, but we choose to follow them nonetheless. When we get off the desired path that God has for us, we begin to wander into places that we're not familiar with, and we end up on a dead-end road. We may think that we know where we're going and what we're doing, and we think for a moment that it will cause no harm, but that's when the trouble begins. That's when the enemy has you right where he wants you, away from the presence of God. When you take a shortcut in life, you begin to think that I can do this on my own and everything is good to go. But again, it's not. And you stumble and you fall. And if you stay there too long, you may not ever get back up. In Proverbs 3:5, we are told to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not on our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him. In everything we do, we must always listen to the voice of God, and he will direct us on a clear path. But it's when we begin to take these things into our own hands that we become lost. Don't wander in the desert. Get back on the path that God had designs for you. God will give you the desires of your heart. He will give you an opportunity to make a choice, whether it's a good one or a bad one. He leaves it up to you. If my heart has been filled with righteousness, then I will make a wise and sound decision. And if I happen to slip and fall, the Lord, through his grace and mercy, he picks me back up again. But if he's not in my heart and I do not listen to his voice, when I step out of line, the consequences can be deadly. The words that Jesus spoke are designed to keep us on a path that leads to eternal life. On the path of life that we're traveling, there are many distractions that will cause us to lose focus. There are temptations, lusts, greed, and pride. Setbacks come all the time due to a loss of a job or divorce. Trials from sickness, illness, and death can even make us think that we're going at it all alone. But here's the biggest distraction for all of us: other people. People are our biggest distraction, our biggest obstacle, as they will tell you that you can't do this or you can't do that. You are a failure, they'll tell you, and why would anyone want to listen to you anyway? You did the same thing that I'm doing, so what makes you better than me? They will try their hardest to control you by telling you that if you go that way, then you're going by yourself because I won't come with you. But that's okay, because what God has for me is for me. Don't let other people control the destiny that God has for you. Don't let someone else order the steps that the Lord has placed before you. We cannot make our own way to God. We need Him to show us the way. We need Him to reveal it to us. We must be brought back to a true starting point. God tells us that if we walk in His ways and keep His commandments in our heart, then He will bless us and all that we come in contact with as well. Think about Joseph and how and what all he went through. He was hated by his brothers, so they sold him into slavery. But once he was in slavery, he was still blessed by God, and it caused Potiphar and all those that were around him to be blessed and be prosperous as well. The man suffered even further by being thrown in prison unjustly. But you know what? Because he walked with God and stayed on the right path, he and everyone else around him was blessed. When you walk in the ways of other people and you follow their destructive ways, then you will be blinded from the truth. And when you stand at the door in need, then it will be shut because you chose not to walk on the path in which God has laid out for you. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. With the word, I'm never lost. The path of life is living by faith. So don't rush off in your own direction. Ask God about His plans for you. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and if that man or woman delights themselves in the Lord, then they will find success. What is my time? I pray that you all have a blessed week. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. One love, 5 minutes.